What's up, guys? Hope you're doing amazing. Let us know which part of the world you are tuning in from. And if you're watching on Spotify or YouTube or whatever platform you're tuning in from, I want to welcome you to the Dream Chasers, to another episode on the Luke Mindpower podcast. I'm very excited to spend some more time with you and help you to get more clarity on your direction of your life, give you some more motivation and inspiration to keep moving forward towards your dreams. And most importantly, not give up on your dreams, because that's definitely something that you can face and go through when you're taking action, when you're moving in a different direction, when you're changing your life. And one thing that I really want to touch on specifically, which I'm just going to make sure that everything is working here and you guys can actually see me. One of the things that we're going to really, really look at is basically something that I shared in the, where did I share this? It's actually here. Yeah, being yourself will set yourself free. So I just wanted to double check and make sure that I'm with you guys and you can see me and I see you guys tuning in. So if you are joining, make sure you let us know in the comments. But welcome to this live with me and this podcast, because this is definitely something of a reminder for you in your life right now, because being yourself is probably one of the most liberating things that you could ever achieve in your life. And I know that from external pressures or from your parents or your family, or just maybe your mental construct of how your brain has been developed and the things that you've gone through in your life and everything that has happened up until today, you know, the real question to yourself is, am I really living to my full potential? You know, am I living in fear? Am I not free? You know, and this is something that, you know, I have experienced today. More so, just after coming off a coaching session with my clients inside the Superpower Mastermind, but also as I did a podcast episode with a good friend of mine. And, you know, we didn't really know what the podcast episode was going to be about, but we kind of somehow were led into talking about the journey of success and growth. And most importantly, you know, feeling free, overcoming your pain, overcoming challenges, but then, you know, kind of leaning into like, what is freedom and what does that look like? You know, and it really kind of came down to, you know, being your true authentic self, you know, not hiding yourself because you're worried about, you know, what other people are going to think of you. And even successful people go through this. And I learned this today with my friend when I was doing the podcast, because, you know, he's actually a spiritual leader. And I was really inspired because I just could see how humble he was. And he's so peaceful, so calming, but at the same time, he's very successful, you know. You know, has a lot of money, a lot of wealth, you know, sports cars, and, you know, does a lot of events, and is very, very well known. But there was a part of him that was, you know, almost, you know, wouldn't say that he was shrinking himself, but he wasn't being 100% open, because he was also trying to play a certain character to fit in to a certain, to a certain type of persona or audience that he was, you know, showing up for, you know? And I even felt the same, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here in Dubai, and, you know, I was driving a Rolls Royce a couple of days ago, and a very expensive Mercedes, you know? And, you know, I was in those cars, and you know, I was like, do I post this on Instagram? Do I post it as a story? Do I take photos of me? I don't, like, even in my own head, you know, I'm like, ah, you know, are people going to judge me? Are people going to think differently of me because, like, I'm driving a, you know, very expensive car? I don't know, you know. And, you know, and then I sat with it for a little bit, you know what I mean? Because, again, this is all part of, like, you know, your brand, your business, who you are, your identity, how people know you. And, you know, I've heard it from people in the past as well that, you know, oh, you know, they lost people following them because they thought that the people that they were following were too materialistic. And they were just like, oh, they're all about the money and this and that, you know. So, you know, I was a bit like, you know, I questioned myself and I was like, should I post this? I'm in a Rolls Royce, you know. So doing this podcast today, you know, I still posted it, by the way. You know, I used to love cars. Like, I was in debt for like 10 years from 18 to 28. And the debt that I got into was, the only reason I got into debt was because I kept buying new cars. You know, and a car is not an appreciating asset. It's a depreciate, it's a liability. It's something you buy and you lose money on, okay? Most cars, except obviously probably, you know, really, really old vintage cars and stuff like that, you probably make money on, right? old Ferraris or something like that. But you know, I used to love cars. I used to, you know, love doing them up, buying wheels for them, like lowering it, putting a sound system in it. You know, I used to clean it. I'm so passionate about it. I loved it, you know. But it got me into debt, you know, because all I was doing was like, and I was kind of trying to, you know, the same, keep up with the Joneses, right? So, you know, the people who I was surrounding myself with, they all had nice cars. And I was like, you know, I wanted to fit in as well, you know. So what would I do? Well, I'd try to get a car that's similar to what everybody else have, you know. But I had my own style, my own vibe. But, you know, after a certain relationship that I was in 2012, I ended up selling the car that I had. And then from then on, you know, I took a break from 28 to 33. So that's like 5 years. So for 5 years, before I had my own spiritual awakening and I started to change my life, you know, there was a big break there where, you know, I got my financial situation in check. I didn't spend money on cars, and I was obviously trying to, you know, make better decisions. But then from 2018 up until now, there's been no cars. You know, we do have a car now, you know, but I basically had a complete break, you know. And why did I do that? Well, because I wanted to be a provider, you know. I wanted to meet my wife and be able to look after her. And I knew that if I was going to continue to spend money on things that depreciate and things that get more debt, then I wasn't going to be able to be the best provider for my wife and for our future children, you know. So that was really important for me. And it's interesting because as you go along the journey, you know, there were relationships there where I'm so blessed they never worked out, and they never were supposed to because I was supposed to meet my wife, you know. But in these moments when you're going through your own challenges in life and things are not going your way, they're not going your way because they're not meant to. And a lot of the times what happens with us in our mind, we can't comprehend why things are happening the way they're happening. But little do we know that God actually has a bigger plan and that everything is happening for your highest good. And then sometimes you really, really, really need to trust and have faith and believe that whatever you're going through is actually happening for a reason. It's happening on purpose, and that it's actually directing you to where you want to go. You know? So now that my life has evolved and I'm married and I'm living such an abundant life, and it's a very different, and it all comes from having self-confidence. Because if you don't know yourself and you don't have that self-confidence in yourself, you won't make better decisions in your life, and then you won't evolve and grow. You know, and a lot of the decisions that I make now is because I know myself, I'm confident in myself, I love myself, I know I have more potential that I can grow into. You know, if I've become who I've become now, I know that there's so much more, and that's what life is about. It's about growth. So it's a really important question for you to ask yourself right now, you know, how do I feel about my life? And if you don't feel content or happy, then there's an opportunity for you to ask yourself the question, am I stagnant? Am I stuck? Is there something in my way? And so as you start to explore these possibilities of am I stuck, am I stagnant, am I staying the same, you're either evolving or repeating. A lot of us are repeating, hence why we feel stuck, stagnant. And we talked about this in the podcast episode where, you know, you're a soul, you know, you're living this human experience, and the soul is good, you know, but the human evolution, the human experience, the human wants to evolve. You know, and so if we're not evolving, then we're going to feel it within ourselves that something is off, you know. And so I'm going to get back to, you know, the car stuff because, you know, this is something that I find so relatable to everyone, you know. Are you really free, or do you really care about what other people think of you? And so that's what I'm wanting you to explore this week, you know, as you go along your merry way, as you live your life. I want you to think about, am I really free? You know, how much of the outside world is controlling your reality and the life that you live? Are you not doing something specific because you're worried about your family or your friends or what other people are going to think of you? So if you go and have a look at one of my posts on Facebook or Instagram, you'll see there's a photo of me with a coffee. And then the next photo is a quote. And then the next photo is of me in a Rolls Royce. Then the next photo is a quote. Then the next photo is of me on the beach, you know? And I'm not sharing it. I'm sharing it because I'm living life. And I'm not here to not live life. I'm here to do what makes me happy. I'm here to do what I want to do. I'm here to do what's right for me. I'm here to do things that I enjoy. And when I do things that I enjoy, then I'm free. So I hope that you can take this message for yourself and ask yourself the question, where am I really free? Because this next episode on the Luke Mindpower podcast, make sure you subscribe on YouTube or listen on Spotify or Apple. But Master Sri is a good friend of mine that I interviewed 3 years ago. And this episode was absolutely transformational. You know, he suffered with deep depression. He wanted to kill himself. He, you know, wanted to commit suicide. And as soon as the podcast episode started, you know, I just knew that I was called to help him to heal even more, even though I didn't know that that was going to happen. It's funny because at the beginning of the episode, he said, you know, I love like doing podcasts with you because you actually ask good questions and you're not sitting there with a laptop ready to like ask me certain questions that you've already pre-planned, you know? So he recognized my coaching, you know, as soon as we started the podcast episode, he recognized like, okay, I didn't know we were going to be doing coaching, you know, but that's what I do. You know, I'm here to like really help you get to the root cause of your dysfunction or your disconnection or your pain or your suffering of whatever it is that you haven't healed yet so that you can be free and liberated. So the big message of this live, and if you're listening right now, wherever you're listening right now, the big message is all about your freedom, your inner freedom. And as Peter Crone says, that life will present you with circumstances and situations to reveal where you are not free. Just like for me, posting something on Instagram, and I'm like, I don't know if I should post it because people are going to probably like think I'm all materialistic and oh, nice expensive cars and this and that. When really I'm just living my life and I'm enjoying myself. And you know, if you don't know my story or you don't know who I was when I was a young teenager, then you'll probably just look at the post and judge me, you know? And that's why, you know, those who judge don't understand and those who understand won't judge. So thank you for joining me. I hope that you got a lot out of this and I hope that you go along your merry way this week and you be yourself more than you've ever been yourself. Don't let the world define how you show up. And remember that life will present you with situations and experiences to reveal where you are not free. And once you figure out where you are not free, then you get to work to untangle that shit so that you can be free, because being free is the most liberating experience that you can be living in as you keep living your life doing what you want to do without sitting there and overthinking and ruminating and feeling this knot in your chest. Okay? I believe in you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you guys soon.